a Kia SUV is capable of taking you far. But when you use it locally to help your community, you go even further. Whether that's carrying cargo, bringing your team with you,
ready,
or navigating new terrain. Power up your capability with the right Kia SUV. Do more with the Kia Sportage, Kia Telluride, Kia Sorento, or Kia Seltos. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Thanks for listening to the Legacy Church Podcast. We hope this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life. Follow us on social media at Legacy Church GA or visit lcga.info to learn more.
I fancy myself as one who likes to help you make important decisions in your life. And so I decided to help you in case you or maybe someone you know is desperately trying to decide on a baby name. Yes. I'll have you know that the top five Christmas baby names of 2021, I will reveal them to you. Now, let me just say, this is a very important decision. Many couples agonize for months and months and months over this decision, even causing infighting between them and other family members. So if that is bringing up some painful memories, I'm sorry. But here are the top five baby names, Christmas baby names, sorry, of 2021. Number five, Josephine. Yes. Number four, Felix. Yes, number four is Felix. Number three is Ivy. Number two is Clara. And the top Christmas baby name of 2021, can I get a drum roll, maybe? Thank you. Theodore. Let's hear it for Theodore. Okay, two people. Two people are excited. This is a really big deal, you know, and we laugh, but couples will spend months and months and months. When Megan and I were trying to decide on our children's names, the first, Jude, we had an easy time. It was just, you know, we both liked the name. But James's name is a little bit harder. And there was several months where it was like a standstill. You know, neither of us were budging. And, you know, I'm kind of a traditionalist. I like heritage and, you know, honoring tradition in the past and with a name. And Megan didn't like any of my family names. Yes, it's very hurtful. And you'll be happy to know that, like everything, there's an app where you can just swipe left or right. There's another app that you swipe left or right, but that we're not talking about that. This one is for baby names, where you swipe one way if you like the name, and you swipe the other way if you don't like the name. And if your significant other has this app, you can see which names you have agreed upon. This is a very convoluted thing. But I think it all points to this reality that names are important. That names are important. They have meaning. They have significance. I read about one couple, in fact, who had so much trouble deciding on a name that they decided to give their baby two first names. True story. True story. Now, you know you have difficulties in your relationship if you give your child two first names. Okay, this couple ended up divorcing. So I think, you know, there was an indication that there were some other issues other than deciding on a name. But names are a big deal. Names reveal identity. They tell us something about who we are. They have to do with our vocation in some respects. Back in the old days, your last name would be an indicator of oftentimes of your vocation. Like if your last name was Smith, you know, it comes from a heritage of having a blacksmith in the family. Or if your last name was Shoemaker, guess what your family did as a job? Okay, yes, I'm trying to help you. Names have to do with heritage. Someone might have the name of a father, or grandfather, mother, grandmother, or extended relative. Names often have to do with fame or celebrity status. Like if you wanted to name your child Adele, you know, any Adele fans in the room, you might name your child after Adele, or maybe your favorite athlete or actor or someone of celebrity status. Because names are really important. But today, I want to talk about the names of Jesus that are really much more significant than, you know, the top five baby names of 2021. Now, I will say, if any of your children or grandchildren are named these names, they are special. But the name of Jesus is the most significant name. It's the most significant name in all of human history. And today we are continuing our series, Above All Else, talking about Jesus being above all names. That the name of Jesus, much more than vocation or fame or heritage, the name of Jesus is more significant than any name in human history. And there's a prophecy in Isaiah 9 that talks about the birth of Jesus. And maybe you've heard this before. It's an often quoted text around this time of year, but it's a prophecy given about 7 centuries before the birth of Jesus, a messianic prophecy. Now, Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment of this prophecy, but Isaiah 9, verse 6 tells us that for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, this is ultimately fulfilled in Jesus. Now, Jesus, in fact, is the perfect fulfillment of every single prophecy about his birth. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So today I want to look at these names and their significance, not just for, you know, the reason of Jesus' birth, but their significance in our life. Because God often reveals himself to us in one or more of these ways. The first name given is Wonderful Counselor. Now we have a Wonderful Counselor sitting over here in the second row. But this is much more than just a good therapist. That Jesus as Wonderful Counselor, when you think about that, I want us to think about Jesus being perfect in wisdom and knowledge. That Jesus doesn't just run and hide. He doesn't just capitulate. The scripture says the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. And Paul says about Jesus in Colossians that in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Jesus is a Wonderful Counselor. Now, wisdom is not just knowledge. It's knowledge applied correctly. Because we all know it's one thing just to know a bunch of stuff or a bunch of information. It's a whole another thing to be able to apply it correctly to our life. And so when Jesus is our Wonderful Counselor, it's not just that he's perfect in information. It's that he's perfect in information in every situation. And that's what it really means to love someone well, isn't it? That when you know not just about the situation, but applying it in the right way, that's perfect wisdom. That Jesus knows just what we need, and he knows just what we need in this current moment. In fact, 2 encounters I think of in Jesus' life display this, this perfect wisdom, and him as a wonderful counselor. Take, for example, the woman caught in adultery. When every other person was calling for judgment, Jesus gave grace. And then he encouraged her with truth and reminded her of truth to go and sin no more. Every person called for judgment, Jesus displayed grace. See, that's perfect wisdom applied perfectly. Another encounter with the rich young ruler who Jesus said, you know, obey the commandments. And the rich young ruler said, well, I've kept all the commandments. And Jesus says, well, yeah, but there's one thing you lack. Go and sell all of your possessions and give to the poor. See, it wasn't that the rich young ruler had a problem with obeying commands. It was that he was struggling with status and possessions. And Jesus knew the perfect thing for that moment. He knows everything that we need in just the right way. He is a wonderful counselor. The second name for ultimately Jesus is Mighty God. Now, Mighty God was a phrase that for a first century Jewish person would have been offensive. To associate the birth of Jesus with Mighty God, to associate Jesus himself with God, that was blasphemy. That ultimately was one of the key things that led to Jesus being arrested and put on trial. This notion that he was claiming to be God. But this phrase, Mighty God, means that God is a warrior. Jesus could do things that only God can do. Control nature, command spiritual beings, forgive sins, and the biggest one, raise the dead. Things that only God can do, Jesus can do. Mighty God. God is a warrior. God is not intimidated, or God is not captivated by fear. That Jesus, being above all names, is a powerful name because Jesus is God in the flesh. He's both fully God and fully man. Now, Paul also talks about God's mighty power as being something that lives in us. See, most of the time, I think we think of this idea of Mighty God as being some sort of display with nature or a powerful visual thing. But Paul says, he reminds us that it's also an inner power. He says that you are being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. I don't know about you, but we need power for life and living. We need power for endurance. We need power to have patience. I need power for patience. It's the thing I lack, one of them, you know, one of a few. I need the Spirit's power for patience. Mighty God. God is a warrior. Thirdly, he speaks of Jesus as everlasting Father. See, in ancient times, a king was considered the royal father of a nation. And when the scripture speaks of the Messiah and ultimately Jesus as everlasting Father, it speaks to Jesus as our good protector. That he's good, that he's benevolent, that he is not out to punish us, that he is not out to wait until we trip up and correct us right in the moment like a disappointed parent. But he is our protector. That Jesus' love and care for us extends from eternity past into eternity future. The sovereign Lord comes with power, the scripture says, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, God is powerful and God is also loving and caring towards us. His disposition is that. And the last name is Jesus is Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. Jesus says himself in John 14, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, but my peace. See, The peace of Jesus is wholly different from the kind of peace that the world gives. See, the kind of peace that the world offers is at best a maintaining of peace. If you think about nations or political parties or even tribal groups in foreign lands, the best that can be done is to maintain peace. But who wants that as the goal? It's almost like well, the best we can do is just, you know, keep from killing each other. But the kind of peace that Jesus offers goes beyond that. It's not just a peace that maintains, it's a peace that sustains and strengthens and helps us to endure. Wonderful Counselor, meaning that Jesus knows exactly what I need in every situation. Mighty God, that God's power is on display, not just in creation, but in me. Everlasting Father, that Jesus is my benevolent and good protector, always. And Prince of Peace, that he fills me with peace that only he can give. That's what we need. Now, one of these different names of God might strike you differently than the others. And maybe one of them you said, well, that's what I need right now. And maybe for you, you're struggling with a life circumstance or a decision, and you're in need of Jesus as Wonderful Counselor to give you perfect wisdom in that exact situation. Or maybe you are feeling powerless. Or you're feeling like you're constantly losing the battle, the spiritual battle against the things that are trying to tear you down. And you're saying, I am in need of power. And maybe it's Jesus as Mighty God that you're in need of experiencing today. Or maybe you're in need of Jesus as Everlasting Father, where maybe you've had an experience with an earthly father that has been damaging or destructive to your life and to your psyche, and you're in need of Jesus as Everlasting Father to know that he is benevolent all the time. He's good all the time. That his goodness does not depend on our response to him, but on his good nature. That's why he's good. And that his protection is never ending. That his love and care for you is not conditional on your performance or your acceptance, but on who he is. Or maybe you're in need of Jesus, especially as Prince of Peace, where you are feeling overwhelmed by chaos, whether it's in your circle of relationships or your neighborhood or your workplace or just the chaos that we feel and experience in the world almost on a daily, hourly, even minute basis. And so maybe you have a desire today for Jesus as Prince of Peace. See, God in his infinite wisdom knows exactly what we need, and he knows exactly the way in which to reveal himself to us in every situation. Ultimately, the name of Jesus means life. See, Jesus' name is connected to his purpose and mission. Now, I mentioned earlier, sometimes names are connected to vocation or identity or heritage or fame. Jesus' name is connected to his very purpose and mission. And that purpose and mission is found in Matthew 1:21. Matthew 1:21, the angel comes to Joseph. Joseph is kind of freaking out. You know, Mary's pregnant. What if this gets out? Kind of scandalous. And the angel comes to calm Joseph in one sense, but also to give him the promise. And he says to Joseph, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. See, the name of Jesus, the Hebrew name is Yeshua. Yeshua means salvation. And the scripture tells us that Jesus, he will save his people from their sins. So Jesus is salvation. And so the reason that the name of Jesus is above every other name is because the name of Jesus, more than any other name, brings life and brings salvation. The name of Jesus brings the character and power of God to our lives, that salvation is found in Him. Later on, John the Baptist said, as Jesus was approaching, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." So there was this association almost immediately that Jesus is salvation. Now, what does that mean for you and me? It means that the name of Jesus, when spoken, brings life. It's why we lift up the name of Jesus, both in song and in word, is because the name of Jesus is above every other name. Every other thing that we could chase after, every other status, every other success picture, every other thing in life that we chase, the name of Jesus is above every other name. Meaning that it has power for life and living. That Jesus is salvation. That He is salvation. That means that when I speak the name of Jesus, it has power for each and every circumstance. That when I'm at my lowest of lows, that the name of Jesus brings comfort and assurance that this is temporary. That whatever it is that you are experiencing in that moment, that low point, is temporary. It does not have the last say. That the name of Jesus means that when I'm at a high point, when I'm experiencing good moments in life, that is because of Jesus that I'm experiencing that. It's not because of me. It's because of His grace and mercy in my life. The name of Jesus means that when I have moments where everything has been taken away, that I can still hold on to Him. I don't know if you saw this clip going around the internet, but as I'm sure you're aware, the recent tornadoes that swept through six states, especially hit hard in Kentucky, there was a clip of a man who was sitting in his living room. The roof had been torn off of his house, and he's sitting in his living room playing the piano. And it's just this surreal picture of maintaining hope in the midst of loss. I want you to check it out. You know, the song that he was playing is an old hymn. It goes, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." There's just something about that name. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. What about you? In the midst of devastation and loss, the faith of this man who could sit at his piano and speak the name of Jesus is pretty powerful. But that's a testimony to the power of the name of Jesus, that it sustains us in moments of loss. It grounds us in moments of victory. The name of Jesus is what keeps us going. But there's life in his name. John tells us in John 20, verse 31, that there is life in Jesus. He says, "These are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." So I want to ask you, do you have life in his name? I'm not, you know, it's not a question of do you attend church or do you do this or that in service for God or someone else, but do you have life in his name? That if you were to wake up tomorrow and lose everything, would you be able to call on his name and be sustained by that? Do you know that the blessings that you've been given are from him? And because of that, we're to honor him with our life and with our resources. Do you have life in his name? John says, "I'm writing these things so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ." The simple belief that there is a name that is above every other name. It's the name of Jesus. It's the name of Jesus. And that when we speak his name, we're speaking a name of power, of might, of comfort, of protection. That's the name we speak. So if you have never accepted Jesus, I want to offer that to you today. We're not going to have an altar call, but if you have never spoken the name of Jesus and asked him to be Lord of your life, to take over your life, I want to invite you to do that today. You'll have an opportunity in just a few moments. We're going to take communion together, and if you want to speak the name of Jesus for salvation for the very first time, I'll be right down front. I would love to pray with you. Well, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, you reveal yourself to us in many different ways and by many different names. And Lord, today as we think about you as our wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Lord, we ask that you would reveal yourself as life and salvation, that when we speak your name, Jesus, we are speaking life because it comes from you. So God, we ask that you would just move in the next few moments, that we would know we can come to you, that you invite us to come to you, because that's where home is. It's where our heart is at home. And we just ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Maybe one of those names of God hit you in particular, and I want to sort of lead us through an exercise where we just pray some short prayers that are centered around the names of God. And they'll be on the screen, and I just want to invite you to say these prayers out loud with me, beginning with Wonderful Counselor. And so on the count of three, let's just say this prayer that's on the screen out loud. One, two, three. Jesus, you are a wonderful counselor, perfect in wisdom. Help me to trust that you know exactly what I need in every situation. And Jesus is mighty God. Say it with me. Jesus, you are mighty God. Just as you calm the sea and raise the dead to life, help me to realize your power in me. And Jesus is everlasting Father. Jesus, you are the everlasting Father. Help me to remember your love and care is unconditional and unending. And Jesus is Prince of Peace. Jesus, you are Prince of Peace. Fill me with your peace and enable me to be a peacemaker in the world.
We hope you've enjoyed this message and pray God's blessing upon you. Remember to follow us on social media at Legacy Church GA or visit lcga.info to learn more.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry.
sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.